Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Well, you just have to put on the television. There's a coming attraction for, I think it's the show is called Bull. I'm not familiar with it, but it's a little coming attraction. And someone says to him something, and he said, no, that man is having an affair, and so isn't the wife, and this and that. And she looked at him, and it says, no, I'm not a psychic. I just can read the body language. That's the question. Why are we not being more observant about body language? Because according to our first guest today, there is so much information to be had. And yes, you can read anyone like a book is what the authors are saying. The Art of Body Talk, How to Decode Gestures, Mannerisms, and Other Nonverbal Messages. And joining us today is co-author of this new book, Greg Hartley. He's a senior corporate executive whose expertise as an interrogator earned him honors with the United States Army, businesses, private investigators, attorneys, human resource professionals, the media. They all look for him and his advice. And Greg, welcome to the program, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you for having me today.
So is it true that you can read anyone like a book?
Yeah, and I think when you watch all of these absolutist kind of TV shows, first of all, like Bull is a great example of people's wanting to know more. We sometimes want a magic bullet. We want to be able to look at a person and know they're in an affair. It's not that simple. However, people leak a tremendous amount of information. So as you get to the area about fidelity and you're talking to someone, you don't necessarily have to bring up, are you being faithful to your wife? You bring up a lateral conversation and you see their body language start to get uneasy and uncomfortable. We see it all the time right now in the confirmation hearings. You see it with senators when they're talking to the candidate. You see all of these pieces where people's body language starts to look uncomfortable, and those are the kinds of things we look for.
You also want to look at, because there's some really crazy stuff going on in this world, and you want to know the early signs of rage, and you write about this.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the most interesting one is we were born to read body language. And if you have children or you've been exposed to children, you know, they can pick up on body language when they're very young. But we take that away from them as they age by teaching them to be polite and not notice things. So as we age, the only remnants we keep are things like eyes. When a person rolls their eyes at you, that's a signal. You pick up on that, and that creates rage in people. But the pupil dilation and the change in your complexion, blood going away from your face, your face getting pale, just before that goes back to full red, those are good indicators of fight or flight passing a certain point. And it's not just rage. There are a tremendous number of other indicators that can help you out. For example, we use eye movement to teach people when a person is going to recall information versus creating information. And all of those tools are just part of a great portfolio that you can develop to be able to use this when you're face-to-face with people.
you also talk about mirroring, and there's so, this is very complicated, but the basic premise of it is not, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think this is just like learning a foreign language. Once you learn the elements of the foreign language, then you can start to apply, and over time you become an expert practitioner. However, the way that most people teach body language is they teach you nouns. And imagine learning only nouns in Spanish and going to Mexico and trying to use your language. It would be very unimaginative and not very effective. The same thing's true with the absolutist that says when you touch your temple, it means this. What we teach is a way for people to learn a baseline and to look from there. And what I always advocate is take one thing and get really good at it and then move to the next. Mm-hmm. So you build on that and you take it from the ground up. We talk about everything from having a congruent message when you're speaking to people, all the way from that down to what are the indicators when a person starts to, for example, pick at their nails, tap their toes, twirl their hair. Those are indicators of something. But you need an overall understanding of how it all plays together for it to be able to use it. And mirroring, for example, a person will feel much more comfortable with you if you look, move, and act like they do. And so the mirroring piece comes into play.
I love what you write about smiles. So you say that when former President George W. Bush had something and wanted to know whether or not his audience would approve of it, he made a goofy, and I remember those goofy cowboy smile. I remember that, yep. Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, he would just ask for approval. And there are lots of ways people request approval. Children will hold their forehead up, and that never goes away as they age. If you look at people you're talking to today, when they're asking for approval, you'll see their brow wrinkle. It's just that Bush had what I call the goofy country boy or cowboy smile.
Yeah,
collected his whole forehead up, and he was asking for approval. And President Obama did the same. Trump is not so much. Trump is so certain of his own, of where he's at, because of his, you know, 50 years of negotiating or whatever, and his position of being the 800-pound gorilla in the room, that he doesn't ask for approval a whole lot.
Well, there's still, I still see things in his face that make me, I still see hesitation in his face. So
you certainly do. He's, and you know, for everything he is, he's been sequestered. He's been cloistered by people who trust and believe in him. So he's not been challenged quite as much. Remember, he's running this giant conglomerate company. And when he negotiates, he has front runners go do some of his work. So he has not been questioned probably as much as he is being questioned now. And you can see insecurity in him. His body
language absolutely.
Is interesting,
absolutely. Well, it's his tweeting as well, but that's another show. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's another show. That's a whole show.
Yeah, that's a couple of shows. But, you know, we all have that smile, and you see it on the red carpet, and you also talk about that.
Yes.
The celebrities, the movie stars on the red the carpet, and you say their smile is even with teeth showing and no engagement.
Of the eyes, yeah.
Yeah, of
so
the
if
eyes.
If your eyes don't, you know, the crow's feet we get come from smiling and engaging those muscles around the eyes. Those are genuine smiles. I've read something like 1% of the population can actually control those at will, not simply from smiling, but actually be able to control those muscles. And most of us don't think of that. But one of the number one things that I've learned over time is to tell when I'm face-to-face with someone in a business negotiation or at work going to talk to a corporation, and you're talking to someone and they're saying yes, 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 and smiling, but their eyes aren't engaged. That's one of the more interesting things that you know. That's a smile for your consumption, not for their own good. Just like the red carpet smile with a big plastered teeth smile is for your consumption, not their own good.
You know, I think that I find it's so amazing to me when we watch people we love do presentations. I just had a friend ask me to review her presentation, and it was recorded. And I noticed several things that I will make her aware of when I talk with her. But it's the nuances. It's those little things that could make a huge difference. And you also write about this. But tell us about the actual hand movements. This movement that Trump uses is that circle. That's become his big, you know, and Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin does an incredible job imitating him with that hand gesture. But for some people, it's the leg crossing or the arms crossing or putting the hands together. But you say there's absolutely symbolic meaning to every one of those gestures.
Yeah, so we really talk about body language in four pieces, and I'll rattle those off very quickly, and not including gestures, which are the okay sign and those kinds of things. But we talk about adapters, which is the way you release nervous energy, and that's picking at your nails, the thing you notice in your friends more than you would someone else, twirling your hair, tapping your fingers. It's illustrators, the way we use our hands to make our message. That's our brain punctuating what we're thinking, regardless of our words. And you can notice that's the thing you're talking about specifically with Trump. The okay sign he uses as he's talking like he's holding a piece of chalk. The other interesting piece of that, watch his children and the people who are closest to him. They do something very similar, and that's usually an indicator that someone has been in a very cloistered environment with someone, so that the alpha becomes the person they're emulating, much like basic training, how you turn average people into soldiers, because they're emulating the alpha. So you see people around him doing it. The crossing the arms is a barrier. But people are sending messages constantly. I need space, crossing their arms, putting something in front of them. I need to feel more comfortable playing with their nails, their hair, tapping. Those things mean something when you understand them in the context of the entire body language.
The book is so fascinating. I'm telling you, you won't want to put it down. The Art of Body Talk. And Greg Hartley, what's the best website?
You can find me at greghartley.com. You can also find me at bodylanguagetactics.com or on Facebook at the same. And I'm on Twitter at @OneGregHartley.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this book. Yes, you can read Anyone Like a Book, The Art of Body Talk. And we'll be right back. This is Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned. And check out the Frankie Boyer Show.com. It's frankieboyer.com.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today.
We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. We are now joined by national bestseller, New York Times notable book, winner of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, Science Books and Film Prize for Excellence in Science Books. One of the best books of the year is the Washington Post, Times.com, NPR. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The new book I'm talking about, of course, is Lab Girl. Joining us today is Hope Jaron. And Hope, I have to tell you, I was just at the airport the other day doing a quick flight. And coming and going, your book was featured in the Hot New Books at the airport.
Oh, that's great. Great to hear.
Yeah, so congratulations. Congratulations. So this is a book about your work and your love and the mountains that can be moved when these two things come together. So explain to us, please, because you've been a scientist for a long time. You grew up with your father in your father's lab, and you have continued on your own. And tell us a little bit about this new book that's getting rave reviews.
Right. Right, so the book is called Lab Girl because I was a very little girl in the lab. My earliest memories are being in my father's lab. He taught community college for 42 years. He taught everything from physics to chemistry to engineering. And in the evenings, he would go and get ready for the next day and pull out all the equipment and get it ready, maintain it, and get everything all nice for the students. And I would go with him. And so I learned how to keep things up and fix what was broken. And I just, very early on, I thought, oh, one day, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to have my own lab, and it's going to have this and this, and I'm going to do experiments with my friends. And it just always stayed with me. That expectation was all I ever wanted. And the book is really the story of what we learned when we worked in the lab and the different characters that worked in there and what it took, you know, the big setbacks and the heartbreaks and then the victories, you know, when you really do figure out something that nobody knew before, you know, just how good that feels and what it's like every single day to live that life.
Yeah, yeah. And your labs have been all over the world.
Yes, that's right. So my first job was at Georgia Tech. That was in Atlanta. We moved from there to Baltimore, Johns Hopkins University, and then to the University of Hawaii, all the way out in Honolulu. And just recently, we moved to Oslo, Norway. So we're in the middle of building a new lab. It's a big empty room, and we're working on the electrical. And that's sort of the dreaming phase when we think about all the great things that could happen. The reality will be a little different, but also good.
Why Norway?
My father's side is Norwegian. So I always wanted to explore that. I speak Norwegian, and it's interesting to live, you know, in another culture. And science is treated differently. I think it's
in an expansion phase. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an expansion phase over there, and I worry that we're in a bit of a contraction phase here in the United States.
First of all, you're currently holding a position, a professorship at the University of Oslo in Norway, so that helps.
Yes.
Yeah. You, your lab is, you look at things differently. You're a geobiologist. Tell us what that means.
I like the word geobiology because it breaks down to exactly what you might think. So geo is earth and bio is life. And I'm interested in that moment when the materials of the earth become alive. So you can look at things that aren't alive, you know, water in a stream or the air in the atmosphere, sunlight, and you can look at something that is alive, a leaf, a root, a blade of grass. And I'm interested in the moment when the one becomes the other in that process. And that, of course, takes place in plants. I'm interested in how successful plants have been. There's so many of them, and how they've persisted for millions and millions of years. And I'm interested in the different kinds of crises that they face right now.
It's so interesting. I was running around yesterday getting ready for an event, but I had the television on and I was not watching very closely, I have to be honest. But there is a location, I don't know, in the Arctic, somewhere crazy, where it's a vault and there are seeds from every country, continent, every part of the world that's sent there. And
yeah.
It will, I never knew about this place, and it will sustain any world catastrophe, and it could live for 1,000 years, stay for 1,000 years. And when there are parts of the world that are wiped out and disasters happen, those seeds, and it's when North Korea and South Korea are both equal because the seeds are in the same place. You know, it's just such a juxtaposition, but how wonderful to know that this place exists in the world.
Right. It's actually in Norway. It's in the country.
It is in Norway.
And the interesting thing about that is it makes you think about how terribly dependent we are on seeds and on plants. And you think about this terrible scenario, which nobody wants. And you know, we should talk about why we need to be prepared for such a thing. But when you think about something awful happening, you very soon get to an idea where, gosh, the first thing we're going to have to do is replant the world, and where will the seeds come from? Yes, but there is a big vault that is trying to take care of humanity by preserving seeds. It makes you think about no seeds, no us, right?
Yes. And the power of those seeds, and how certain tribes rely on those seeds. I mean, it's really the lineage of a seed is fascinating.
Yes, and one thing I talk about that, of course, agriculturalists may be familiar with, plant pathologists, etc., is that plants get sick. And they get sick and die, and they get sick and they get better. And so studying seeds and having repository of healthy seeds is another thing that is a real safeguard to our health on the planet.
Yeah. Well, this has been such a wonderful book that you've put together. And are you excited from the excitement that people have for Lab Girl?
It's really wonderful, you know, and there's an awful lot of programs around to get people interested in science, to get kids in science and girls in science. And I thought,
yes,
you know, there's a gap. There's not everyday stories of what our life is really like. What is this like?
And we're thrilled you did this.
The book fills that gap.
Thank you so much, and a pleasure, Professor. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you and Lab Girl?
they should just Google Lab Girl, and chances are it will get you right to me and the book itself.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and we'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 to 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around, and we're pretty good at do-it-yourself, but obviously window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. So many people, I mean, we in Boston are getting ready, of course, for the Boston Marathon. It's a big deal here in the city. And when you think of running, you think of marathons. But what if you could just run? What if you could just run to get yourself in better shape? And not necessarily run a marathon, but run something that works for you. And how would you know what that would be? Well, joining us today is running extraordinaire Jason Karp, PhD, and his new book is Run Your Fat Off, and it's how to transform your body with day-by-day running plans for beginning and advanced runners. And Dr. Karp, welcome. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So, you know, many of us will never run a marathon, and that's not a goal. There are many, though, that right. would, but this is not about marathon running per se. This is about getting out and moving.
Right. It's about transforming your body and losing the fat through running.
So tell us, when did you first start this love affair with running?
I was in sixth grade when I started running track on my middle school track team.
Wow, you were very young. And how did this, how did you tell us the story of how it evolved to where you are today? Because you're on the president's council. You've been, you know, on the president's council. You've been running for a long time, all kinds of awards and featured speaking engagements. And you're considered one of the top fitness consultants and coaches. Your clinic does incredibly well. How did that all come about?
Well, it all goes back to when I started running. I became fascinated with the science of athletic performance, and I was placed on a yellow brick road that I have followed all these years. I've been very lucky that I've been able to turn my childhood passion into a career. It's extremely fulfilling.
Good for you. Good for you. So tell us about Run Your Fat Off. So you say running smarter for a leaner, fitter you.
Right. Running is the world's best calorie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Running is the world's best calorie burner. It burns more calories than anything else, and it's accessible to every single person in every part of the world on any given day of the year. And so it's an extremely effective way to burn calories and keep the weight off.
Give me the difference between running down the street and walking fast.
Well, in terms of how many calories you burn about the same number of calories per mile if you're walking or running. But in a 30-minute or 40-minute workout, you're obviously going to cover more distance in the same amount of time if you run versus walk. And so in terms of time, running is more effective for burning calories than walking simply because you're covering a larger distance in that time.
Mm-hmm. And is it possible to run and then combine it with the walking, or do you want us to do straight running?
Well, initially, when people are not used to running, that's why I talk about that in the book, that people always ask me, well, how do I start running? Well, it's easy. You walk out your door and you start running. And even if you can't run for more than 60 seconds, then walk for 5 minutes and run for 60 seconds, and then walk for 5 minutes and run for 60 seconds, and then do that for 30 or 45 minutes. And then over time, you'll notice as your body adapts and it improves its endurance, you'll be able to run more and walk less.
And I think that, tell us about the food, because a lot of people think they have to eat a lot of carbs to run, and that's no longer the real truth, is it?
Well, you still do need carbs to run because carbohydrate is the muscle's preferred fuel during exercise. It will use fat if it has to, but it prefers to use carbohydrate, and you can only do high-intensity workouts with carbohydrate. So if you try to do some sprints or you take an interval class or something in a gym, you have to use carbohydrate to get through that class or
okay.
to do that kind of a workout.
Yep.
So modest amount of carbohydrate is effective for weight loss, but still give you enough carbohydrate that you can do the workouts.
And tell us about the carbohydrates. What are you talking about?
So any carbohydrate that you consume, whether it's pure sugar or it's an apple or it's pasta, everything is going to get converted into glucose because that's what your muscles use. That's what you have in your blood, and that's how we store carbohydrate as glycogen, which is the stored form of glucose. So if you have a modest carbohydrate diet, say around 40 to 50% carbs, then that's enough to still lose weight but give you enough energy to get through all the workouts that you're going to do to keep the weight off. Because that's the trick, is that the diet gets the weight off, but exercise keeps it off for the rest of your life. There's plenty of research to show that the more people cut back on how much exercise they do throughout their life, the more the weight gets put on their body. So there's a very strong relationship between how much exercise a person does and how much weight is on their body for the rest of their lives.
So as someone who does a holistic health show in addition to this show every day, I don't like the use of sugar, and I would prefer people use healthier carbs, and I want people to know that there are healthy carbs out there. So I just want
sure,
to make
yeah,
that
sure. I mean, you want
really
to have
clear.
A healthy carb diet.
Yes, yes.
Any carbohydrates that you consume are still going to get, your body's going to convert them into sugar because that's what your muscles use.
Right, right.
But any extra, the problem is that people eat too much carbohydrate over and above their metabolic demands, and then any extra carbohydrate that you consume gets stored as fat.
That's
and
right.
And that's the reason
why
running is so effective, is because running directs where those calories go. Running creates such a huge metabolic demand, and so any carbohydrates you consume go to fulfill that metabolic demand and get stored as carbohydrate, and it is used for energy rather than get stored as fat.
And you have in the book, Run Your Fat Off, you have in the book 6 courses of training that allows runners to progress at their own pace, which is what I really like.
Yeah, exactly. So just like a menu, there are 6 menu courses for running as well as for meals. And so people can choose every day of the week from a given list of workouts which workout they want to do on any given day.
And so the point, though, is that what about knee issues and what about the older person? Is this book for a younger millennial as opposed to an older senior?
No, not at all. I mean, anybody can start running at any time of their lives. That's what makes running better than most other activities, is that it's available to everybody. It's just that an older person may need to progress at a much slower rate because it takes longer to recover between workouts. An older person who is not used to running may need to start with walking first. But anybody can run as long as they are careful with how they do it. They're systematic about their training. And that's why I discuss all that in the book about progressing at the rate that is right for you. You don't have to progress at somebody else's rate. You only have to move through life and your weight loss journey at the pace that is right for you.
How many miles do you run a day?
Myself? It varies.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been running for 6 days a week for 33 years. So some days I go long and slow, and some days I'm on the track and I do a short, fast interval workout. So the distance that I run every day is different depending on the nature of my workout.
So I think that what you're doing with the with this book is it's really important for people to know that this is affordable. All you need are a good pair of running shoes. And literally, as you say, it's although I have to tell you, it's easier to run where you are in San Diego than it is in Boston with the ice and the crazy weather we've had this winter.
Right.
But
I know, yeah. To defend myself, I will say that most of my life I have lived in very cold climates, so I am used to running in cold.
Okay. But it is easier in a warmer climate if you are living in a warmer climate than it is in a frigid cold climate as the Northeast
sure.
has been this winter, especially this March. This past March was just terrible. So but now that spring, this is a good book because now spring is coming. And once you become acclimated to running and making it a part of your life and your lifestyle, it really does work.
Yeah, and of course it works. I mean, in fact, that's one great part of the book is I include stories of people who have lost an enormous amount of weight from running and extremely inspirational people.
Right. And I used to be a runner, just full disclosure, and I ran every day. It didn't matter what the temperature was. But I don't run anymore because I've had some knee issues. But I appreciate what you're sharing with us and run your fat off. What's the best website, Dr. Jason Karp?
My website, run-fit.com, or, of course, all the books are on Amazon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and good luck with your running this spring.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Frankie Boyer, and we're now joined by number one New York Times bestselling author, Tom Clavin. He is an award-winning author, by the way, and commentator. He's been writing and a reporter for the New York Times. He's received awards from the Society of Professional Journalists, and it goes on and on. And his new book is out. It's called Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and the Wickedest Town in the American West. And Tom Clavin, I just wish my mother were alive to read this book, because she would just love it.
Well, that's good to hear, because with a book like this, you don't know if mostly the readers are going to be male. But I think it's filled with so many stories, and you have some interesting female characters, including one outlaw, Belle Starr, who made quite an impression on Dodge City when she robbed one of their saloons, that I really do think that doesn't matter what your gender is. If you like a good story, you'll like the book.
So a lot of people are not aware of that. First of all, there really was a Dodge City.
Right.
Secondly, that there really was a Wyatt Earp and a Bat Masterson. So tell us a little bit about the backdrop.
Well, Dodge City was a place that, when the railroad came in the early 1870s, it became a wide-open town because all the Texas ranchers were bringing their cattle up, and they could put them on the trains and send them off to the slaughterhouses, and they'd pay off their cowboys, and they'd be full of pockets full of cash, and they wanted to drink, and they wanted to have a big party and you know, bust loose. And so Dodge City was a place where, that's why it was called the Wickedest Town in the American West. And then you had these two young men, Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson, who became very close friends, who were responsible for trying to enforce the law and try and make it a safe place for people to walk down the streets, and they could build schools and churches and things like that. And there really was a Wyatt Earp. There really was a Bat Masterson. Most of the time, the Wyatt Earp that we're familiar with is from the gunfight at the O.K. Corral in Tombstone, Arizona days. And that happened years after this story took place. This is when Wyatt and Bat were very young men. They first became lawmen. They first became best friends. And they faced their first challenges as marshal and sheriff against very tough odds to try and tame a town.
What makes this so fascinating is that, you know, we really have gotten away from those early days of the Wild West, and I think a lot of people have forgotten about them.
Well, I think it's true what you're saying. A lot of people have forgotten about them, and they don't, even if they remember, oh yes, it was called the Wild West because it was probably pretty wild there. Well, what does wild mean? Who are some of these characters that, was there really a Billy the Kid? Was there really a Frank and Jesse James? Was there really John Wesley Harden and Buffalo Bill Cody? And the thing about Dodge City that interested me a lot was that so many of these really colorful characters have a connection to Dodge City. That's why they're in the book and there's stories about them. And they're true stories because when I did the research, I sort of weeded out the fabrications, you know, and the false stories that have been with us for decades, some of it, you know, found in Hollywood films. This is what these people were really like and what their true adventures were like. So I say to people, you can read this book guilt-free. You're not reading something that somebody just made up and you got to think to yourself, boy, this probably didn't really happen, but it reads like a good story. It's a good story, and it really happened.
What made you attracted to the story?
My initial, Bat Masterson was what intrigued me, because most of us recognize the name,
sure,
Bat Masterson, but many of us don't know, who was Bat Masterson? Was he a gambler? Was he an outlaw? Was he a lawman? Was he what? What was Bat Masterson? And I just happened to be kind of accidentally doing some research into Bat Masterson, probably for something else, and I got really intrigued by how an amazing, extraordinary life full of adventure that he had, and many of us don't know that. And then to make it even better was that when he was a very young man and to become best friends with Wyatt Earp, Bat was only 22 years old when he was elected sheriff of Ford County, which is a county in Kansas.
Wow.
That Dodge City is in. And to find out that these two guys were young men without any previous training, really. There was no police academy in those days. You know, you sometimes they put a badge on you only because you were willing to give it a try. And okay, good, you're the sheriff, or you're the marshal now.
Right, right.
And so they had to make up, basically on the fly, these young men had to make up a law and order, a way to enforce law and order and to be peace officers. And it really started, the change to sort of civilizing the American West really started in Dodge City in the 1870s.
So fascinating. It's really, I love the story. I love the story and
thanks.
And the backdrop that you're setting. How old did,
go ahead.
How old did they both live to be?
Wyatt actually lived to be 80 years old. He died. He was living with his fourth wife. One of the things the book talks about is Wyatt had a very complicated domestic life. He had four wives, and a couple of them overlapped.
Oh boy!
So, when Wyatt lived to 80, he died in 1929. He was living in Hollywood, and he had he was making a few extra dollars as an advisor to a young director of silent westerns named John Ford. And that was how he spent his elderly years. And then
I love it.
Bat
love it.
Case.
Yeah.
What most people don't know is that Bat, at the invitation of Teddy Roosevelt, came to New York, and he left the West, came to New York, and he spent the last 15 years of his life as a reporter for a daily newspaper, the New York World Telegram. And he died at the age, I think he was 60. He was in his late 60s. And he basically had typed the last sentence of the column he was writing for the newspaper that day, slumped over his typewriter, and died at his desk, which for some journalists is the ideal way to go.
And how old was he?
He was in his late 60s. In those days, that was living past the normal lifespan, and especially in Bat's case, it's kind of a miracle because his whole life he loved the saloons. He loved to go in and, you know, enjoy a drink, enjoy a cigar, and tell stories. So he was somebody who was out almost every night.
They were really bigger than life characters. Really bigger than life characters.
They were.
Yeah.
And when people met them in their later years, they were awed by them because of they still had this steely toughness to them. And of course, by that point, they had built up these reputations, some of which were true or some of which were made up. But Wyatt was always trying to set the record straight. Bat didn't care.
Well, thank you so much for bringing this to life. Dodge City, Wickedest Town in the American West, Tom Clavin. And what's the best website, Tom?
I have a website, tomclavin.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today. And thank all of you. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. And as always, smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking when the
Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.